Unit 30, Task 2.
OK, everyone. Today we're looking at ARFID tags. Does anyone know what ARFID is?
Isn't it a radio technology?
Yes, that's right. ARFID stands for Radio Frequency Identification. It uses microchips smaller than a grain of sand to store and transmit data using radio waves. These chips are called radio tags and can be attached to a product, animal, or person for the purpose of identification.
And how does it work?
There are two types of radio tag. Passive ARFID tags are so-called because they have no power supply. They have an antenna that receives energy from a reader device and can only be read at short distances, up to 5 metres. Active ARFID tags, on the other hand, come with a battery that provides internal power and have practical ranges of several hundred metres.
And what sort of data is stored on the chip?
Most tags used to track products like clothes or books only contain a unique identification number similar to a barcode. But the chips being implanted into passports can store data such as name, address, nationality, sex, as well as biometric data like iris patterns or fingerprints. Radio tags can also be attached to animals and everyday items. That means you'll be able to find your dog, glasses or car keys when they're lost.
I've heard they can be used in humans as well.
Yes, ARFID chips can be inserted under the skin. For example, some nightclubs are using an implantable chip to identify their customers, who then use it to pay for drinks. Some hospitals are implanting chips into patients' arms so that hospital staff can access their medical records. Another company is working on an implant that will contain a GPS. A device like that would allow us to pinpoint someone's position on the globe.
It sounds like this technology might change our lives completely.
It probably will. But can anyone think of any potential problems with ARFID?
Security risks or privacy concerns?
Exactly. Consumer organisations say that tags might be used to track people to their homes after they've left the shop. Another risk is from hackers who might steal another person's identity. But manufacturers say we needn't worry because they're developing encryption systems to protect radio tags from unauthorised scanning, and the tags embedded into humans will be easily removable.